go. I'm just looking at the photographs, or the elation, actually, on the faces of people at Sydney Airport at Mascot yesterday. It says here in the Courier, the Victorian New South Wales border reopening yesterday sparked wild celebrations at airports and road crossings as families reunited after months apart. Well, that sort of celebration is headed our way. I mean, it's just going to be such a relief for so many people. Sydney's population's around 5 million. It's probably 5 million plus now. So you can imagine the number of people who are desperate to have their family reunions. The number of people, I presume and I hope, desperate to come for a holiday into Queensland. Now, on that particular front, I'm going to talk to, in just a moment, Steve Edmondson. He's the owner of Sail Away, but I'll just repeat it. It's such momentous information after this ridiculously long denial of our freedoms. Now, I know a lot of people are particularly satisfied with what has happened in the past, but this survey they did yesterday, it says here Queensland is demanding the government throw open the borders after it emerged New South Wales had already met Queensland's 28-day threshold of no unlinked community transmission. It said Greater Sydney could find out as early as today when the Sunshine State's borders will reopen. One of Queensland's most influential business leaders saying, now was the time to review the infamous hard closures. Now, here's the key. A survey of more than 2,500 people on couriermail.com yesterday revealed 87% wanted borders to reopen as controversy continues to surround the state government's decision-making on the issue. Did it what? Anyway, we've had enough of that now because I'm going to, well, it's sort of a form of celebration, isn't it, for a whole lot of people. Can you imagine the people in tourism, those that are remaining, those still in business, at long, long last, they've hung in there long enough to be able to head back out to the reef, etc. I've got Steve Edmondson on the line. Steve is the owner, operator of Sail Away. Hello, Stephen.
Woohoo!
Isn't it a wonderful feeling?
Yeah, well, it's nice to hear breaking news from you just then. So we are really relieved and excited. And, we can move forward and try and rebuild confidence. I hope that people, you know, want to re-engage with wanting to come here from the stagnation we've got at the moment for December, January.
Well, Steve, you're a survivor. That's what we've got to say. So many people didn't survive it, but you're a survivor, and I'm hoping the majority of companies in tourism in far north Queensland will be able to call themselves survivors today as well.
We hope so, yeah. It's an opportunity to look after ourselves just by simple access of our own domestic markets and Australians to enjoy incredible place we live and what we do. So, yeah, that's really all we needed. And I congratulate those who've made the decision to plan, move forward, and really celebrate it themselves that with that level of confidence they can inspire that it won't be an open closing door. We have an incredible success story in Australia and managed systems in place better than ever before, and we need to really rebuild confidence. And as they say, Queensland's good to go. Let's see that happens now with the border open.
Now, Steve, have you had a rehearsal, if you like, of what you would do when this news came through? I mean, it's a dramatic change. What do you do from this moment onwards up at Port Douglas with Sail Away?
Well, we've always been ready to respond, so we've not rehearsed anything. And I almost was very concerned that, you know, there would be perhaps some extra level of caution and tell us the message that we'll just see what happens. But I actually moving forward and positively congratulate getting on with it. And the only way is forward. Don't look back. We're in a good place. And we've not practiced celebrating. We try to be positive every day. And this enables businesses to just, plan ahead a bit more. And same for aviation, you know, that's just the biggest thing. That it takes a while to restart. So it's not going to be a flood of people tomorrow. It's a steady crawl back. But without that level of some rebuild confidence, which was almost smashed for the last little bit of domestic market last week with South Australia, we're almost like, oh, my God, just as we're starting to see some pathway. And I just feel for how aviation is so many things that take a lot longer to kick in. So we are active, to answer your question, every day. Yeah. We have We have two people taking sunset privately tonight, so they'll be celebrating. There's a whole bunch of different things with our private market. Sydney, Greater Sydney, is hugely important for our area.
Yes.
As are other city centres to come and enjoy North Queensland, which I do feel has been a little bit very forgotten. So we do have a chance to catch up a bit more now. It's not too late, you know. So, yeah, very, very encouraging and super excited to see that development this morning.
Interesting. Interested to hear you talk about the extra level of caution you felt maybe introduced into this question. And my heart nearly stopped when I picked up on the Chief Health Officer saying, oh, well, you know, yeah, the 28-day thing's fine, but what about the sewerage test? What if we find a trace of it? And I thought, oh, no, not another justification for starving our industry.
Yes, very, very good news, and let's just get stuck into managing things in a balanced way. And I almost think that the issues of South Australia and an overreaction that actually provides some level of caution to not be too harsh too soon. There needs to be a very, very balanced approach, that's where it's come to now, and we couldn't wait a day longer, and I really congratulate, you know, the courage to just get on with it. Despite being fearful of what could happen, we can manage it, and we need to move forward. Yeah. So, good news.
Wonderful news. Don't go away. Let's just try and pick our way through the next few months, particularly with our tourism industry. I thought this was an interesting quote. Nick Holloway, who's got Nunu at Palm Cove the other day, I was talking to him about the immediate future. And he said, let's look forward to the golden age of domestic tourism, because we still can't see the international market coming back, well, not really in significant numbers till at least the middle of next year. What are your thoughts on that? Now, we've got Greater Sydney, that's 5 million. We've also got, as he pointed out, a whole lot of people in Australia who haven't been able to travel overseas this year. And they, generally speaking, lots of them put money aside for the annual holiday. So they'll be hopefully looking to the north, to our destinations up here, to come up and have their holiday up here, instead of Bali, instead of, I don't know, Europe, America, whatever. What are your thoughts on that, the golden age of domestic tourism?
You're exactly right, and that's been happening. That's what we've managed to do. We've, trickle with two or three trips 4 days a week and sunset nearly every night. So we've been hanging in there, because when people make a commitment to come, we want to be open and available to do these great things. And the overriding factor is people go, wow, I just didn't realize it's so beautiful here. I love the concept of rediscovering your backyard. Mm. And many people, we had a charter last week, and they were normally all planning 40 people to go to Croatia for a 50th birthday party. And it all started off with a little sunset, and it ended up being 22 rooms at local accommodation, a weekend away. And whilst I'm talking to them when they're boarding, I hear these two ladies saying, hey, you know, Port Douglas doesn't seem so far, really. And I find out they're from Cairns. My kids go to school. They said, like, why were we going to go so far and spend so much when we actually felt we had an incredible celebration that was still but right under your nose. I said, yeah, my kids go on school bus every day to Cairns. It's not hard, but it is nice to have that change of headspace. And this is what's happening. It's not a compromise. Coming domestic travel is an alternative, and you'd be pleasantly surprised that there's so many things to discover and very welcoming and friendly, which is an important message we as Queensland need to put back out there.
Just before you go, and I don't think you would have had much practice at sorting this out, now the announcement's out there, it's coming this coming Tuesday, we're going to have access to, 5 million plus potentially out of Sydney. How will it happen? Meaning, will there be an immediate surge of bookings? I mean, people don't book, for example, today to arrive here on Tuesday in significant numbers. How long will it take to actually notice the, fairly hectic increase in attention from the south?
I think there's great anticipation and there's great desire to travel. So there's a lot of fence sitting, and until we actually see that it happens, there's been this dragging on. So bookings for our region, I think, are really soft for December, January because of this level of uncertainty. Once we've got past that, which is what we've been waiting for, that announcement, it starts with, okay, if they haven't booked anywhere else, okay, but if they've still got that decision-making process, which is hopeful, to have you got availability, when are you operating, and get the aviation happening quickly so that they can go online and see Qantas, Jetstar, and just find out. It's not too hard. And remember, everybody's an adventurous traveler when you leave home, but it's well worthwhile. So it will be this pent-up desire to travel. Life does go on, and celebrate in Australia how lucky we are, because there's a lot of countries, as we know, are not that fortunate, and that fear factor has kept that level of extra caution, I guess, that people felt more comfortable with. But we do have a managed opportunity to get on with it and carry on living and celebrate what we do have for the diversity in Australia, from the city to come up to North Queensland. So, very exciting.
You and I are almost drowning in optimism here, but here's a bit more, because now it's been pointed out to me that normally the rush ends at the end of the second week in January, and it hits a wall, and then it's quiet till Easter. But now, with this so-called pent-up demand, maybe that down season, which is really critically down, might not be so down next year.
You're right, and even like last Friday, when we were already feeling, hey, look, these signs are looking promising. We already employed, a seventh marine biologist. We have four master reef guides. We were already putting on extra services and our afternoon sunset trip. We were already stepping up to do that. And then it's like, oh, came Tuesday when we had people who were already in Port Douglas for 5 days and said, no, you have to isolate. We couldn't do the charter that next day. It's like, oh, really? How hard does it have to be? But we do see that it's going to be a long and a sustained support for domestic market, because there's a lot of preconceptions. So for me, if you think of it, 4 degrees to 40 in Melbourne, it's not getting hotter and more uncomfortable north. We can have some incredible weather, and we may have risks of cyclone activity. But these are all changeable weather events that you deal with at the time. And we do operate every day all year round, 2 to 3 trips a day. So it don't feel that it's just not worth coming up here, because it's a bit humid. You know, it's very humid when you're on the Great Barrier Reef, and it's beautiful. It's water, and it's incredible to see. And I do feel one last thing, John, is that we've got to remember that we have this incredible attraction. The Great Barrier Reef is an iconic attraction to Destination Australia. And a lot of that, 50% of our market would be coming around the world to enjoy that. It's already here, so let's not forget that we can do incredible stuff that's close to home, it's safe, it's professional, and it's really kind of worthwhile. And that's the overriding factor of the people we've seen so far. It's like, wow, that was really good. And agents actually saying, I want to do domestic travel as well as international, because you become a portfolio for recommending things like, will I get a refund if I can't travel? Full flexibility, yes. Will these guys be still operating? Yes. And will it be good enough? And that's where our success with Sailaways managed to keep the, people to people confidence and credibility that will actually be worth doing and making that effort to get out of your home.
Steve, your Sailaway sunset cruise tonight will possibly be the most memorable ever, I'd imagine.
It will, because it's a surprise proposal. Well, don't. I hope they're not.
What a day to pick. Oh, this is wonderful news. This is terrific. Yeah. All right, Stephen, really appreciate your contribution today. Go and celebrate.
Thank you, Will. Sure. Thanks so much, John.
Steve on the line up at Port Douglas, Steve Edmondson. He's the owner-operator of Sail Away. We continue.